Welcome to Attention Talk Radio, your ADHD information station where we help those with ADHD pay attention to attention. With your host, ADHD and attention coach, Jeff Topper.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. I'm your host, ADHD and attention coach, Jeff Copper. Tonight, our topic, ADHD, character strengths, and who you are. And with us in our virtual studio is David Gwerk, the founder of the ADD Coach Academy. Real quickly, tonight is Wednesday, September the 27th in the year 2017 at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are on the precipice of ADHD Awareness Month, which will begin next week. Be on the lookout for some programming from us. We're very excited about the lineup that we've got coming to you, as we always try to do special shows in the month of October to celebrate ADHD Awareness Month. Also, the 2017 Annual International Conference on ADHD is around the corner. This year it's going to be in Atlanta from November the 9th to the 11th. To learn more about that, go to chadd.org. We pride ourselves on having great guests and good content on Attention Talk Radio, and many of the people we interview are actually present at CHAD. So you can get a lot of content, but that's not the reason to go. The reason to go is to meet the tribe. There's a lot of rich learning that takes place in the breakout sessions, the keynote, but more importantly, by talking to the speakers and those in attendance. We're grateful for our lineup of advertisers, Time Timer, the Edge Foundation, the ADD Coach Academy, but also children and adults with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, better known as CHAD. They've been a longtime supporter, and tonight's show is being brought to you by CHAD. We have a quick tip that we want to run from CHAD, so we'll roll the tape and get into the show.
Are you struggling with managing ADHD, your own or your child's? Connect and recharge at the annual International Conference on ADHD with CHAD and ADDA. For more information, go to helpforadhd.org. That's H-E-L-P, the number 4, ADHD.org.
Thanks again, CHAD, for your continued support. For those of you that are not aware, CHAD is the largest not-for-profit organization that advocates on behalf of those with ADHD. We encourage our listeners to join CHAD, to become members. You can learn more about that at chadd.org. The key to them is they have lots of great information on their website, Attention Magazine, all kinds of stuff. But the reason to become a member is to help support the organization, because they help speak with one voice in various organizations to get the word out. So, again, thank you so much for your help and support, CHAD. Again, tonight, our show with us in our virtual studio is David Gwerk. And David's been an influence on me in coaching by focusing on not so much what people do, but who they are, to define what they do. And he's a big, big fan, an advocate of helping those understand who they are and their character, and has been doing some research with the VIA character strengths, and much of tonight's show is being born in that. In preparation for this, we did pre-record the interview, so we'll roll the tape. We hope you enjoy the show. David Gwerk is the founder and president of the ADD Coach Academy, the world's foremost ADHD coach training program. We lovingly refer to the ADD Coach Academy as ADCA. So ADCA is the first and only comprehensive ADHD coach training program fully accredited by the International Coach Federation and the Professional Association of ADHD Coaches. David is a master certified coach with both organizations, the International Coach Federation and what we commonly refer to as PAC. He's the author of the groundbreaking book, Permission to Proceed, The Keys to Creating a Life of Passion, Purpose, and Possibility for Adults with ADHD. David is all things ADHD and coaching, so he's a master certified coach. He was the founder of the ADD Coach Academy, again, the only accredited ADHD coach training program or life coach training program in the world. And as a result of that, he was inducted into the ACO, which is the ADHD Coaches Organization Founders Award, which is a very prestigious award. I think there's only a handful of 5 or 6 people who have been given that award. He was also inducted into the CHADS Hall of Fame at the last conference last November. So he's a bright guy. He knows these topics. And with all that stuff, David, welcome to the show.
It's always great being with you.
today you've been doing some research out there, and I've learned a lot about how important focusing on who a person is to understand why they do things, and that will point to what they should do. And yeah. I've learned that by focusing in on that and really trying to get into the core, it reduces a lot of pressure. And for the longest time, I was trying to like, okay, when I'm looking at who or self, what am I talking about? So much is written into it. And it's just this nebulous type thing. And for me, it's core values, and it's a belief system, and a lot of modalities in terms of how you process information, you think about stuff, and really to witness this stuff is a lot of self-awareness and some observation. But there's an area that you've been doing some research in to really kind of break this thing down. It's character strengths. And what we're going to talk about, when we talk about character strengths, we're not talking so much about performance strengths. So
that's right.
I'm an athlete, and you know, Carl Lewis or some of these sprinters that you watch, and the guy who's the world fastest human is eluding me right now, but they biologically, they have fast twitch muscle fibers, which enable them to run that fast, that quick, where other people have slow twitch muscle fibers, which makes them distance runners. And so that genetic component sometimes can have something to do with the strength in terms of performance. And we're not so much talking about performance, because I might run and David might run and I might be faster in the short term, but what we're talking about is character. And these are style type things. So if I'm a leader and David is the leader, I'm not necessarily maybe a better leader. It's just my style in terms of how I lead, or I might be kind of empathetic. And so I want to just kind of set the stage, because when you say strengths, people begin to think, oh, it's going to make me a lot of money. Not that these can't have an impact on it, but they're strengths and characteristics in terms of who you are. So can you tell us about that a little bit, and we'll talk about it, your passion, the research?
Yeah. Jeff, one of the things that led me down this road is for years, ever since the 20-plus years I've coached, I've always come from a place of strength. What's the best mm-hmm. in this person? And at first, when I first got into it, it was what's showing up visibly in terms of their talents. And I realized very quickly that that wasn't enough. That you could be talented something, like you said, be a great runner, a great basket. After a while, if the passion isn't there for that, that talent is just going to subside. I see it all the time. And there needed to be something else. There needed to be that source of the person's personality, the ingredients, if you will, that nourished the human soul to go out and do what they wanted. But that they had to find out what those ingredients that nourish them in their who, so that when they woke up, the vitamins, the minerals that make them tick are available to take with a glass of water, and they feel it immediately. They physically, mentally feel it, so that they're motivated to go out and pursue it. And so most of the, especially in the ADHD world, the pervasive published research has been about impairing challenges. It's been about pathologies. Mm-hmm. It's been about impairments. And this has shown up consistently. And there's very, very little research. We did some of the few research that shows, well, instead of looking at what's wrong, let's look at what's strong. Instead of looking at what's the worst, let's look at the best. So in 2004, Martin Seligman and Chris Peterson, two PhDs, one at the University of Pennsylvania, University of Michigan, there was a huge breakthrough in some research that they did with 55 scientists. You know, it's a big mm-hmm. research project. And they went, and the knowledge that they gained was what makes human beings excellent, or virtues, in the field of humanities, cultures, philosophy, theology, scientists. They went and they looked at every major area, every major human being that had ever been successful in those areas, and they came up with six virtue categories, where you seek excellence to be your best, and under each of those virtue categories were a number of character strengths. So, for example, there is the character strength of courage. And courage is defined as a virtue is the emotional strengths that involve the exercise of will to accomplish goals in the face of opposition, externally or internally. And the character strengths are the pathway to being more courageous, bravery, not shrinking from a threat, perseverance, sticking to it even when it's tough, being honest, you know, and telling somebody, you know, what you're doing is wrong, and even zest, enthusiasm for it, the vigor, because you can't be courageous unless you have the enthusiasm, the natural excitement and energy to go into something and do it well. And that's just one virtue category. So We didn't have language for character. We didn't have language for what's the best in human beings in terms of what motivated them, in terms of what inspired them, in terms of what created positive emotion and what was interesting. And character strengths imbue all of these. And so if you read the positive psychology research by Barbara Fredrickson, many people, she says that it's so important. She has 10 ideal emotions. And interestingly enough, one of those 10 emotions that make us healthy and fulfilled is interest. People that I've, when I share that with them, they're blown away that interest is actually an emotion. It is, because interest is what facilitates your brain's ability to get activated to pursue something. And so all these character strengths that they went and found were imbued with positive emotion, interest, were the core essence of who they were. They worked in groups and couples. And here's what I found. I found that, and so the, out of this three-year research study came the VIA survey, which is a free survey, and it measures 24 character strengths. Now, when you get these character strengths, people automatically assume that if you've got number 24, that you're weak. And I want to get something really important across. The VIA does not measure talent or strengths. This is a self-perception study. This is your own perception of you. So if you score, low on, creativity, that does not mean that the person doesn't have creative talent. It means that that person does not view creativity as a primary pathway to activating his heart, to getting him moving. They don't look at it as a source of motivation. So that's why when you see self-regulation very low for people with ADHD, they don't look at self-regulation as something that enlivens them, okay? But all 24 of these are capacities. So we have signature strengths, which are top 5 or 7, and they'll show up in almost all areas of your life. They do for me. But then what happens is the moment I pay attention to those signature strengths, what happens is my lower strengths rise. One of them happens to be self-regulation. Why? Because what character strengths teach us in combination with coaching is they teach us to pause. To pause and pay attention to who we are, to pause and pay attention to who we are and identify those experiences that are related to the words, because they're just words unless you have the events, the experiences that bring out those positive emotions. And the reason I bring up positive emotions is because we're emotional beings first. We're structured that way. Everything that we think about in the invisible realm of the mind goes through the limbic system first before it can hit the prefrontal cortex. So if we can't pause to pay attention to what positively emotes within us, and we don't pause to pay attention to what negatively emotes us, it, both equally as important, then you can't pause to breathe and bring your prefrontal cortex in, which is the rational part of the brain, to say, hey, wait a minute, this is a negative emotion I'm feeling in my body, and what I'm realizing, and I'm not expressing any of my character strengths. I'm more interested in my performance strengths because I feel under pressure to perform. So by pausing and having these character strengths, and when I use the character strengths, I make sure I understand each of my clients' processing styles. How do they think of creativity? How does creativity feel? What does it look like for you? we begin to identify those what we call magical moments on the mountain or rainbow list, areas in your life, like if creativity was important or curiosity or honesty, where were the times in your life where you expressed those things? Before the character strengths came around, we used to ask those questions. When was the time where you felt fulfilled, successful, on top of the mountain? And a lot of people with ADHD had a hard time accessing that from their memory. But when we gave them the character strengths and they looked at those memories much quicker. So what happened is two things. It improved executive function. And Thomas Brown talks about, and I've shared this with Tom, he says he has clients, where she talks about situational variability, he has clients that when they are paying attention to things that they have to do, it's the what and performance, and it doesn't use their innate talents, but more importantly, it's not in their alignment with their passion, because ultimately character strengths will lead you to passion. They ultimately will lead you to something that's either bigger than yourself or that's very important. What Tom said is when all those elements are together, passion, which is a higher version of interest, in combination with your innate talents, and he agrees with processing styles, even though he doesn't talk a lot about it, but when all those elements are together, you will see no executive function challenge. And in fact, my clients achieve amazing things, but they all have to be together, Jeff.
Yeah, so I want to go to break here in a second because I think a few key points to kind of pull out. The VIA character strengths that you're talking about is some research that was done on a positive framework of looking at these things, and it is a self-perception type study that really can be used a lot. And when I come back from the break, I want to talk about the chicken, the egg stuff. Like, do they lead you or do they help you understand why? I think it's this interesting cycle that we'll kind of go through. So I want to come back and talk about that a little bit more. But the idea really here is to kind of give people a roadmap to be able to think about self-awareness so that they can become more specific in what they're doing to try to manage themselves. And so we're going to come back to this in more detail. But before we go, real quickly, to learn more about David Gwerk, we encourage you to go to his website, the ADD Coach Academy. You can find that at addca.com. And with that, we'll be right back after these messages.
Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
The average annual cost of attending college starts around $25,000. Students who have ADHD are at high risk of dropping out because they haven't learned the critical skills they need to succeed in school. Protect your investment with an EDGE Foundation coach, specifically trained to help students with ADHD and executive function challenge make the transition from high school to college. Visit edgefoundation.org to learn more or call 206-632-9497 and use promo code EDGE to get your free college success guide.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is timetimer.com.
You deserve the best-trained ADHD coach. Find one at the ADD Coach Academy, the only comprehensive ADHD coach training program accredited by the International Coach Federation. Go to addca.com and click on Find a Coach.
Managing ADHD is about pausing before you ponder and proceed. This opportunity to practice pausing is being brought to you by digcoaching.com. The Attention Talk Network has over 450 interviews and more than 210 hours of programming, which is overwhelming if you think about it. That's why I've made my list top 10 favorite Attention Talk radio interviews. Download the list at www.digcoaching.com/ATR.
And now back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. We are here with David Gwerk of the ADD Coach Academy, who's also a master certified coach in all things coaching ADD. We're talking about the who you are, and kind of taking a component of character strengths as a map to kind of dissect things a little bit. We talked about the difference between performance strengths, and we're talking about character here. And before the break, David was kind of talking about how the character strengths are kind of broken down. And he mentioned earlier that it kind of leads you to kind of what you're doing. And before the break, I said, does it lead or help you understand? And David, for me, I took this a long time ago, and some of my character strengths that are at the top are regulation, self-judgment, curiosity, and kindness. And one of the things I do have to be careful is when I saw judgment, I judged it negatively.
Yeah. Bad word.
I think you have to read the gist of these things a little bit to understand it. And what's interesting to me is sometimes it can be a little bit of a horoscope, but then again, it's not, because when I look at the top ones, self-regulation, the ability really to kind of discipline of pausing and control yourself to stop and think. And the judgment part they describe as examining it from all sides and all aspects.
Yeah.
The curiosity side of always asking some questions and perspective is the way to do this. Now, so how does this really make a lot of sense to Jeff Copper? Well, if you take a look at Attention Talk Video and Attention Talk Radio, if you listen to the introduction, we're the show that pays attention to attention. And it's all about stopping and not jumping to conclusions and looking at the situation in an observational format and being kind of curious. And so let me talk about what this means. I did an Attention Talk video the other day that I released on motivation, and I shared a lot of what I learned from Dr. Roberto Olivardia, and it was intended to get everybody else to pause. And it was on motivation, and he said a few things that were interesting. He said, number one, if you weren't motivated, you'd be dead. It's a profound statement when you think about it. And I was like, wow, yeah. And as I've added to that, is everything David Gwork's ever done, he did it because at the time he was motivated to do it. And everything that he hasn't done, he didn't do because when he had the opportunity to do it, he wasn't motivated to do it. Or maybe he was motivated to do something else. And I say that because I'm pausing and taking a look, because people talk about motivation as what you should do. And I look at it from a different perspective, and I judge it differently. And I use that video to try to get people to stop and override the story that they're telling themselves. So if you've got this kid that's playing computer games for hours and you're saying he's not motivated, I will argue, no, he's motivated to play the computer games. He's not motivated to do his homework. If you're going to help this kid go forward, beating him up and saying he's not motivated is not going to help him. You've got to accept that he's more motivated to do that, and then figure out how to make what it is that you want him to do more enticing and more interesting for him, so he's more motivated to do that. And so I'm doing this because – did it lead me to do what I'm doing, or does it help me understand why I do what I do? And I don't know if it's one or the other. I think it's this loop that kind of circles around. So I wanted to bring this up because it's a tool to help make some sense of it. To me, it can help you, if you're lost, look for it, or help you make sense of those times in your life where you're successful. You want to comment on that a little bit?
Yeah, well, let's look at coaching in general. And by the way, your character strengths, you and I have talked about, they fit you like a glove. I mean, you are very self-regulated, disciplined, you analyze things, and you always have a different perspective, and you share that perspective from a place of curiosity. That's you. Now, you may have already been aware of that, but it makes you more aware of it, and so your strengths, your character becomes even stronger because that's who you are. And so it can do both, but let's look at coaching. And what coaching does is it invites the client to explore and discover. And so when they identify their character strengths, new conversations emerge. That's what's happening with us right now. They emerge for discussion and exploration. And the client begins to discover new parts of themselves that they didn't know exist. Now, in your case, you know these things exist, but what it forces you to do, it forces you to think about, okay, if these are my character strength and this is who I am, where has this led me to in my life? Just like you said, if I was motivated to do it, I did it, and if I wasn't, I didn't. And do you know how many kids feel like they're dead inside because they don't know what motivates them? They don't know. And the other point that you make, if the kid loves video games, I had a client who went to school to learn how to program video games and make them and create them, and it became his passion. And so when these character strengths come up, two things happen, Jeff. Some people, I'll ask them, well, what do you think about this? And they say, well, it's obvious this is me. And then I'll delve into it further, and they really are discovering new things about strengths, first of all, which leads to new discussions, but ultimately leads to compelling them to say, well, if this is how I perceive myself and it's psychometrically very high in reliability and validity, then there's something to this, then I really owe it to myself to begin to identify where did these show up in my life. And then when they show up in your life, you begin to dissect them. And what they show, Jeff, like I could do this with you right now. I know you well, but I also know that these character strengths are the essence of who you are. Now, on the lower ones, what happens is when you're expressing these two or three or four, they're going to come up. Now, here's what it also tells us, Jeff. When you're not expressing your top to five to seven character strengths, at least two of them a day, your energy is going to be diminished. So when you're taken out of the ability to analyze and you feel pressure to do something without the ability to analyze it from both sides or to be curious or to express your perspective, God, I can't imagine you not being able to express your perspective. That would just drain the hell out of you. It would drain the hell out of me. So It has many, many things. It opens up new conversations. It creates new self-awareness. But ultimately, what it compels the person to do is really go out and explore, how do I express these? When have I expressed them? And if I have, let me go into my memory and access them, because that's buried treasure. That's really buried treasure, because, you know, when you take a moment when you've expressed these and felt fulfilled, them down, the beauty is you can take these memories from the past, you can bring them into the present, and you can even make them better. Those things, Jeff. It's everything you've said plus.
Yeah, so just to have a specific example here and how kind of coaching works. And one of the things I think you have to be careful with is these are areas of categories. And you said you look back and you dissect these and you kind of go down. And I'm sorry, I'm all over here. Where I'm going with this is,
I was coaching
a woman one time who came to me and was working with her, trying to get to know the who, and she said she was creative. And my point here is this: is creativity is one of the character strengths, but creativity is just it's a big word. And this woman, I'm going to give you a specific example of how I'm asking her questions, because it was a character strength of her, but in a sense, I'm helping her excavate memories so that she understands it with more specificity. So
that's right.
She said, I'm creative. I said, I don't know. What are you talking about? And she said, you know, I'm creative. And I go, what do you mean? And she was getting mad, like, creative. And I said, all right, what do you write? You write jingles for commercials? No, I don't do that. I said, so are you mathematically creative? Well, no, I'm visually creative. Really? Visually creative. Two-dimensional? One-dimensional? Three-dimensional? Well, kind of two-dimensional. Oh, so when we're talking about creativity, we're talking about visually two-dimensional. She says, yeah. I said, well, let me ask you a question. How do you come up with your content for two-dimensional? She goes, what do I mean? Do you start with a white sheet of paper? Do you take templates and edit it? Are you like a collage person? She goes, oh, I'm a collage person. Oh, so when you talk about creativity, you're talking about two-dimensional visual collages. She said, yeah. Well, it's funny, because what she did for a living was basically she designed communication pieces for insurance companies. And the funny thing about it was she was a collage person. She didn't create the artwork or the copy, but she put it all together. And where she got into trouble work-wise was when she was – because creativity was this big word – is she thought it meant everything. So she'd get involved sometimes in doing things that she could, but it wasn't her core creativity. And what was fascinating by this concept is every day what she was all about was taking – pictures and images and copies from other places and creating a two-dimensional visual collage that was appealing to communicate with people. And she'd come to me originally wanting coaching around her job because she didn't necessarily like it. And what we did is we isolated her specific kind of creativity. And when she was designing a picture or a design, she was getting outside of her realm because that wasn't her area of creativity. And what was fascinating is when we got done, it led to a conversation about coaching around no, saying, no, I'm not going to do that piece of it. I'm going to let my people do it, which is another thing. But all of a sudden, she came to coaching, not happy with her job. And all of a sudden, not only did it flip it, we realized that's why she was there. And she was really good at it. The problem was creativity was too big a word. And she was delving into areas that she didn't have that that the appetite for as much. And when we pushed those things off, it was really good. And I share that, David, because I was helping her excavate what creativity really was for her. You'd call it a memory. I'm helping her reflect back in her life to see where it shows up. So I'm coaching her. She's not drawing it from her memory, but I'm aiding her by asking her the questions to get to the specificity, to get to what creativity really was for her. And that's her source, her motivation, her passion, clearly, because that's what she does. And she went from not like being concerned about her job to we moved out that stuff that she didn't need to be doing, that didn't spark her creativity and ignited her. And all of a sudden it was there. And again, I'm using that as an illustration, a practical example for people to begin to understand what this can really look like and how powerful it could be. So
yeah.
I need a break here in a second, but I want to give you an opportunity to make comments on it.
Well, first of all, that's a beautiful example, but the nice thing about the VIA is it does give you a specific definition, but that definition is very flexible. So creativity is defined of thinking of novel and productive ways to conceptualize and do things. It includes artistic achievement, but is not limited to it. So there's an example of a woman that was creative two-dimensionally in a novel way that communicated effectively, and she didn't realize it, and she didn't realize what was getting in the way of it, and you helped her do that. And I have lots of examples of people that weren't even aware of, they would look at the character strengths. So there's a new self-awareness of what creativity means for her that she never had before.
Absolutely. Tell you what, we need to go to a break real quick. I want to come back and we'll delve into this a little bit more. Everybody, real quickly, to learn more about Dave Gwirt, go to the website at the ADD Coach Academy, which is addca.com. And with that, we'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to Attention Talk Radio. We'll return in a moment. Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is timetimer.com.
You can't go off to college with them, but we can. Visit edgefoundation.org to learn more how an EDGE coach can help your student reach their full potential. You can also call 206-632-9497 and use promo code EDGE and get a free college success guide.
Experience the difference with a top-notch ADHD coach. Find one at the ADD Coach Academy, the only comprehensive ADHD coach training program accredited by the International Coach Federation. Go to addca.com and click on Find a Coach.
The Attention Talk Network has over 450 interviews and more than 210 hours of programming, which is overwhelming if you think about it. That's why I've made my list top 10 favorite Attention Talk radio interviews. Download the list at www.digcoaching.com/ATR.
And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody. We're here with David Gwirt having a conversation about the who and strengths. And, you know, David, it actually kind of occurred to me on break. And I do a little bit of teaching at the Coach Academy for new coaches. And one of the things that makes me different as one of the faculty members is I do a lot of sharing examples to help people see what this looks like. And it just kind of dawned on me that, you know, a lot of the shows that we've done recently is you and I are talking about it. Then I always try to show a practical example, how it manifests, so that we can kind of link the theory and how it actually kind of manifests and bring it back up, which goes right back to the stuff that we were talking at kind of the top. So a little bit of an aha I had a little bit on the break that relates to some of this stuff, because I really do enjoy when I can help people see things in a practical way, which goes back to kind of where I am. So going back to this thing, the cool thing about this is you're using this much more as a tool when you're working with people, as a tool to get people to focus on the who, to break it down and to begin to understanding the core, the essence of who they are in order to build positive emotions around these things and then look back in their life for the evidence when things were going right as knowings, so that they get that confidence that whenever they're in the situation before, whenever they're dealing with a two-dimensional kind of collage, you know, in that space where they can communicate, is that they have a track record of success, which goes to pointing out what works as opposed to dwelling on what doesn't work, in order for that person to manifest and kind of move forward. And in that context, this really makes a really, really, really logical tool, and you can begin to understand why the research is supporting it. You want to pick up that and share anything you'd like to add to that?
Yeah, well, I'd like to talk about how it relates specifically and why it's even more powerful for people with ADHD. Because people with ADHD, Jeff, don't embrace who they are because they've been beaten up so much, and they focus, you know this, Jeff, you get a client who has ADHD, you start up, they want to go right to the what. Here's what I got to do, and here's the deadline, and they don't have any idea who they are. So I had a client who their strengths were leadership, creativity, kindness, and love of learning. And I asked her how those felt to her, and she said, "Oh God, I'm not a leader. I never have been a leader." So I read the definition of leadership to her, and I said, "Have you ever encouraged a group of people to get something done that was really important to you and really embellished your kindness?" And all of a sudden there was like a silence, which seemed like forever. And she said, "Oh my God, I can't believe that you asked me that question." She said, "Why?" She said, "Well, 10 years ago, I founded an organization that takes homeless girls off the street and takes care of them until we can find homes. And I've been on that board for 10 years, and I didn't consider that leadership." And there was dead silence again.
Wow.
And I said, "And that's your number one character strength. And just think, you've been living all these years without ever having to embrace that. Do you think that you had anything to do with that thing occurring?" And she started to proceed and tell us how she created it, how she did it, and the effort that she did, and how much kindness and how much creativity for fundraising. And when we were done, I mirrored back to her what she had told me, and she was blown away. And I said, "And by the way, I didn't make this up. These are words that completely came out of your mouth. So how are you going to remember to pay attention to this?" And this is what she said: "I'm going down to the center today. I'm going to take pictures, and I'm going to put them all over my office so I can remember that this is what I created." Honest to God, true story, Jeff. And this happens all the time. So that was her who. Her
yep.
who was to make something to help society. And actually, she also had spirituality. And what is spirituality? It falls in the virtue category of transcendence. It's believing in something much bigger than yourself that has meaning. And she wanted to do something big that would help people. So it was her spirituality and her kindness, those two things, which were the motivation to lead, to get people to create this thing. And you wouldn't believe what she's doing now. And ADHD, didn't know her processing styles. And so as we went through these memories and we dissected them or excavated them, she began to realize that this was as natural for her as breathing, but she had buried it because along the way she had not performed well in certain areas of her job. And that's what she focused on. She focused, just like the normal brain, that she focused on all things wrong, not all things strong.
And, oh, my God. I'm having this flood. What's Mark Katz's quote? He did a presentation at Chad a couple of years ago. "There's nothing so wrong with you that what right with you can't fix." I think that was it. And so what you're describing is this woman came to you and you helped her begin to notice everything that was so right that helped her overcome what she was focused on that was so wrong, to the point that she took some pictures and stuff, which the filter to help her go excavate that in the situation where these character strengths is a tool to kind of get there and rewrite or reprogram the beliefs around it to kind of get her off onto the right foot. So I think that that's the best way to kind of articulate, well, not in the best way. It's a way of articulating the power of some of this stuff. And I can see why you're such a fan of it. So we need to pull this thing together. Any final comment or anything before we wrap it up?
Yeah, Jeff, I think the most important thing is to take a dumb pill when we're coaching. And I think a dumb pill is just go in there not knowing anything about these people and being totally open-minded and trying to be like them and think like them, but being able to objectively watch them from a distance. Because this same woman that I talked to you, she seemed so introverted when I first talked to her. But when she opened up, Jeff, she ended up being a verbal processor just like you and I, a wonderful speaker, because once the passion hit the button, she went from introverted to, I'm not going to say extroverted, but to a very articulate speaker. And if I had gone with my original vision, because we all have a tendency to, not the judgment that we're talking about in your character strength, which is a good thing, should be really called critical thing, but when we judge people, oh, she's introverted, she'd never be a good speaker because she's so quiet, we put ourselves in a position where we don't allow for possibilities. And so I would say that whenever you go in with these are wonderful clues for the client to begin to discover, explore, and excavate, and the possibilities are amazing. You just never know what's going to come out of it. So having that sense of awe, as we all do, Jeff, is so important in using these, that I don't want people to think that this is formulaic. This is not a formula. This is integrated into the coaching process to help people discover what's been buried. And then the coaching helps them unbury it. And that's really the importance.
I think the key is the coaching is a methodology that you lean into. And it's not knowing the answers. And when you said, you know, you got to go into it, you use the word dumb, which strikes me. It's not a word that you use very much. But
no,
I'll tell you
not.
This, is when I'm mentoring new coaches and teaching new coaches, I talk to them about, we talk about when clients come in, the first process is receiving the who they are and stuff. And I described to everybody, because people think of that as an active listening skill. And I'm like, you're spot on. You got to listen to them. But when I'm dealing with new coaches, particularly ADHD coaches that want to be life coaches, I say the trick really is it's mostly a self-regulation exercise for you to override your urge to know exactly what they're saying and what they mean and what they feel. So it's actually overriding the urge to make assumptions. And so when people come into you, the biggest thing as a coach is to actually think, I have no idea what's going on. And this is a true story. I use it all the time. Woman came to me one time, went coaching. I said, what do you want coaching on today? She said, productivity. I said, what does that look like? Most people would jump on this. And I was like, I can't make the assumption. I know what she's saying. And after 4 minutes of questioning, we actually began to realize what she really meant was productivity was to be noticed, which, by the way, explained why she would ride around the lunchroom in the unicycle, but because that's who she was. But that to get to this is you have to let go of your notion of what's going on. So you sparked something. I had to say that in there. So good coaching is actually a self-regulation thing to let go of your assumptions and mindset that you actually know what's going on. And the dumber you think you are coming in, the better coaching you can do because you come from curiosity. So with that, David, I can't tell you how much I appreciate coming on the show. We'll have to have you again sometime.
You're doing great work. Keep it up.
Everybody, go learn more about David at the ADD Coach Academy, his website, addca.com. With that, we hope you've enjoyed our show. Catch us next week for another great edition of Attention Talk Radio. Take care.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.